Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters engage today's top thinkers from around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas you can put to use in your personal and professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, Close Up Radio digs deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. Close Up Radio, where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you so much. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. Today, we're going to study chemistry. How about that? Do you remember your days in science class? Maybe for many of you, it was very exciting. For others of you, it was very, very difficult. Anyway, you know, science can be really fun if you approach it differently. You may remember the chaps who taught chemistry on television, like Mr. Wizard and Bill Nye. They taught science in both an educational and a very entertaining way. And we're going to be talking to a lady who is doing the same kind of thing. She is teaching kids chemistry, and she calls it Kid Chemist. It's an amazing idea. It's an educational program for children and young adults ranging from preschool ages all the way through college age. And she teaches science in an entertaining way and focusing on several types of sciences in addition to chemistry. She has an amazing story, and really, she went to college and wanted to be a dentist. But she discovered when it came time to really become a dentist and apply for dentistry, she didn't have enough chemistry background. When it came time to apply to be a dentist, she had not had enough background in chemistry. And so she eventually did not become a dentist. Instead, she is doing this. She is teaching kids all about chemistry. It's an amazing story she has. We're going to find out about it now and find out what kind of things she teaches to kids and to young adults as well. Her name is Zara Mugni, and she's based in Dearborn Heights, Michigan. This is the first time I've ever talked to a teacher of chemistry on the radio. Zara, nice to have you with us today. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Listen, I'm excited to talk to you, but I think what you're doing is really great. You have a very, very interesting website that anybody can look into if they want to follow along with us, and it's called Kid Chemist, just like that. Simple, kidchemist.com. Let's go back and explain how you got into this in the beginning. What sponsored you or, you know, inspired you to put this store together and start this? How about it?
Yeah, of course. So, of course, like you said, I graduated from Wayne State University, and during my college career, I had one goal, and I think ever since I was younger, too, I've always had one goal, and that was to become a dentist. While taking all the science and chemistry classes needed for my degree, of course, I realized that I hated chemistry. Okay, I just wasn't into it, didn't like it. I really struggled with all of that, but then I realized that I was never taught the fundamentals of science in a way that really made it interesting and fun growing up. I don't think chemistry is hard or dreadful. It's just the way you approach it. So I've always tutored kids growing up. Since I was 16 years old, I worked as a substitute teacher for all grade levels during college, and I was also a parapro. So through all these experiences, I realized that the same frustration that I felt was happening with other students. And that was science not being taught in a fun and exciting way. Something that really needed to spark students' interest, knowledge, and confidence in science. When I was studying for my DAT, I was teaching myself all of the chemistry and science that I needed, and I realized, okay, this isn't hard. It just wasn't taught in a fun way, right? So then I started taking my nieces on the side, and I was doing experiments at home, and I realized it was the approach that needed to be different. So they instantly fell in love with it, and now they want to become dentists, but they understood all the concepts that I was struggling with, and I was in college, and they were in elementary school. So I still applied for dental school, and during my gap year, that's when I created Kid Chemist. I said, I know I'm struggling, but I don't want other students to be struggling, and that's where the whole passion with Kid Chemist came from. And it didn't discourage me to continue my dental career. I just fell in love with Kid Chemist, and I knew I had more passion in that than dental school. And me failing, I think, was the best thing ever, because that's what really pushed me to make Kid Chemist what it is today and hopefully continue growing it. But, yeah, so that's the story behind it.
Well, look, it's a great story. And let me point out, you have several locations where you actually teach kids chemistry in person. Am I right about that?
Yeah, so our first location's in Dearborn. Kids come in for weekly classes. We have birthday parties. I also travel to schools for assemblies, field trips, all of that good stuff. And then we are having our second location opening up in Novi, Michigan, which is really, really exciting. So we have our second laboratory, I like to call them our lab, being created in Novi, and that's where kids still come in for our weekly classes. You know, birthday parties, field trips, assemblies, all of that stuff. You know, those are our two locations that we are creating.
Well, I know that you have the plans, if you can, to open locations and franchise locations nationwide. That's the ultimate goal you have. It sounds like a great goal. Do you think that it's possible?
Yes, of course. But the ultimate goal, of course, is to impact as many students as possible and to get kids loving and learning, period. And whether it's science or chemistry, it's just learning to love, loving to learn in the most exciting way, if that makes sense.
All right, let's talk about how you get kids to come to chemistry class, and then we'll talk about what you do, because it's pretty exciting what you do to teach them. What's the age bracket that of people, well, of kids, they could be older kids, who come to Kid Chemist for they're coming to a birthday party or they're coming to learn about chemistry? You know, how do you put it?
Yeah.
They could do both.
Yeah, so we kind of range through for all ages. We start our classes at age 4 and we go all the way to 15. We also... we also get kids that are parents saying, oh, my God, my kid is 3 years old but is so in love with science and all that stuff. So we take them as early as 4 all the way to 15. We do tutoring in all subjects and for all ages. So we also tutor for college kids as well, too. We also have worked with a bunch of high schools where we conduct experiments with them as well. So it's really all ages. Birthday parties, we've done first year old birthday parties, of course, but we've also done 15-year-old birthday parties. So it really just ranges, and it's pretty awesome. Of course, science is for all ages.
Look, I think this is fun. I think it's great. Let's talk about what you do at a birthday party. Let's do the birthday party first. Let's say it's a group of 14-year-old kids or 15, whatever, or it could be young ones as well. You know, there's 4 or 5, 6-year-olds that come. What do you do to entertain them?
Yeah, so we conduct experiments. So everything is hands-on. We're a hands-on program. So we specifically do experiments based upon their ages, of course. But an experiment can wow a 4-year-old, and it can also amaze a 15-year-old, right? And then it's also just the way we approach it. So I could teach a 4-year-old, I can kind of kid it down for a 4-year-old, but then I could really go in depth with the concepts and, the depth of the information to a 15-year-old. And we really get into, like, the periodic table and all of that stuff. But birthday parties are more fun. We really do the, like, explosions. We do elephant toothpaste, liquid nitrogen. We do the craziest thing. And we really just want to get them, entertained and just around science, of course.
Well, as I understand it, the first hour, the kids will come and they get dressed up in lab coats to begin their experiments, which kind of gets them in the mood for chemistry. It's really great.
Of course.
So once they come in.
Uh-huh.
Keep going.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So once they come in, they wear their lab coats that say Kid Chemist and their name on it, and that makes them feel important, of course. And it makes, of course, we wear it for safety reasons, but putting on that lab coat really emphasizes they're part of something, right? They feel
exactly.
Something. They feel like they're part of something. When I was in college, I remember my favorite thing was going into, I wanted to become a dentist, right? And when you're a dentist, you wear a white coat, right? You're a doctor.
That's right.
So when I was going into my lab classes, me putting on that lab coat, I felt great. Right? So I knew, like, there was something important for that. And that's the whole point of building confidence, with when I say we build interest, knowledge, and confidence in each student.
Now, you do a lot of different experiments. What's the typical size of a group? Would it be like 10 or 15 kids primarily?
Yeah, we like to keep it small. To keep it small because we really focus on each student. But, yes, it's usually around like 10 to 15 students, and we have like two instructors, of course, within class.
And I gather none of them, unless they're older, you know, high school age, and maybe even then they have – none of them have really had any instruction in chemistry at this point in their life for the most part. Isn't that right? Isn't that right?
Oh, no. Yeah, of course. And I get kids coming in like, oh, no, we don't – you know, this is like school or something like that. We don't like science. We don't want this. But once they come in and they do class, they instantly leave my class saying, I want to become a scientist now. I want to become a doctor. We have career days, too. So we get, you know, doctors or dentists and pharmacists or anything. We come into our class and they conduct experiments with us, too. So we really want to open their eyes into different career goals as well, too.
Well, that's so good. Golly gee whiz, you're opening mm-hmm. their eyes to possibilities
yeah.
that they probably never thought of. And you do experiments. I'll describe a couple of them. You can tell me. But one of them, for example, I love this. What do you do with an elephant toothpaste and balloon experiment?
Yeah.
What is that like?
Okay. So elephant toothpaste is a big foam experiment. We really dive into learning elements on the periodic table with that one. So we, with elephant toothpaste, we're creating oxygen gas. So I start teaching them about what a catalyst is. We start learning about the phases of matter. But then we start talking about, okay, we're creating oxygen gas. Of course, us humans need oxygen to survive, right? We all know that. But then we start, you know, diving really into it, taking oxygen on the periodic table and start looking up the, or start learning about the atomic number, the atomic mass, the valence electrons. And this is all while they're doing experiments. So they're not really opening up a book or writing all these notes down. No, we're actually actively learning all of this. Does that make sense too?
It makes a lot of – and do you have things like test tubes around and, you know, little burners?
Oh, absolutely. Beakers, flasks, all of
yep.
that.
It sounds like it's
glasses,
fun.
Absolutely.
Another thing you do, you play with dry ice bubbles. Children mm-hmm. can hold the dry ice bubbles with special gloves that they wear. Is that right? Tell
yeah.
me about that. That's
yeah,
having to
so
be
dry
fun.
Dry ice is another one, of course, yeah. yes. And dry ice is a really cool experiment, I think, because it shows the process of sublimation, right? And that is from a solid to a gas. So dry ice is actually a frozen form of carbon dioxide. So once we immerse it into water, it becomes a gas, but it does not have a liquid phase, and that's why it goes straight from a solid to a gas. And it is really, really cold. Of course, it's negative 110 degrees, so they can't really hold it for long. It will burn us with our hands. That's why we wear gloves with it. But I do have them kind of just like pet it real quick, so they can kind of just like feel it really quick. And they can kind of feel how cold it is, too. So there's a lot. And then with it being a carbon dioxide and us teaching them that, okay, so now we take out carbon, right? So we're back on the periodic table. We're back to learning about carbon itself, learning about the atomic number, the atomic mass, the valence electrons. And then we start building up molecules and learning all the orgo, organic chemistry, gen chem, and all that stuff. I know you also asked about the balloon experiment. So the balloon experiment is really fun, and I love telling students the story behind this because I fill up a balloon with hydrogen gas. But it took me a while to get hydrogen gas, and it's because it's a very explosive gas. So I went to the factory that I go and grab some things, and the guys in charge, they wouldn't give me hydrogen gas. Doug, did you know that? They would not give me hydrogen gas. They were like, nope, we don't trust you. This is explosive, all of this stuff. I said, well, you know, this is science. We want to make this as fun as possible. So I started arguing with them, not really arguing with them, just more persuading them, kind of like, all right, this is for a good cause, and of course we want to make it as fun as possible. And I always tell kids, never take no for an answer, right? So
right.
I end up getting, of course, the hydrogen gas, and that is, yes, I love teaching kids the mindset of things too. You know, you never take no for an answer. You want to build that mindset for kids. You want to be okay with failing at some points because that builds success.
Well, you know, you really are. Let me ask you this. Do you know of anyone else who is doing anything like this anywhere else in the country, or are you alone?
No, of course. I don't think I'm the only one, of course. Everybody, you know, everybody knows Bill Nye, the science guy, right?
Right.
So everybody would always be like, oh, you know, you're kind of like the girl version of Bill Nye. I said, oh, I'm not there just yet, but hopefully I will be one day, right? And, of course, Steve Spangler, he's just awesome, too. He's always on these TV shows. But there's always so many people that I look up to. And I think learning from others is the best way possible, right, to continue growing.
Well, you know, what's also interesting, in addition to birthday parties, you do one-on-one tutoring with students who could be in elementary, middle school, or high school students, even college students, correct?
Yeah. Yes, that's correct. And we do it for all subjects, not just science, just because I know the importance of, well, I've been tutoring since I was 16 years old. Just as, you know, a side job and stuff. I've always been working. So I wanted to incorporate that into KidCamps because I know how important it is for tutoring, especially that one-on-one. Of course, when you go into school, you know, you're around so many other kids and teachers might not give you that extra help or that you might need. But, of course, it's okay to get extra help outside of school. And that's why we're here. We want to help kids as much as possible.
Yeah, no question about that. And you have classes that, you know, kids can come to after school, after they finish school.
Yeah.
And again, it's the same kind of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a weekly program because we want to continue that consistency. They come in, they know their drill, they come in, they wear their lab coats. We conduct an experiment, you know, we're learning different things every time. And of course, we have camps and summer programs and spring break programs, and the list goes on, of course.
Talk to me about the science fair that you do. What's that all about?
Yeah, so our science fairs are something that I incorporated into KidChemist just because I know how important. Well, I've always wanted to be part of a science fair growing up, and I just never got the chance for that, right? But the science fair, we're going on to our third annual science fair, and that is where elementary kids come in. They're grouped by elementary, middle school, and high school. So they're not, going against each other, just by the grades, and they come in. We work with them for a good month or so with their experiment. They come in with their experiment and their activities, and then they present it to our judges. Then we have first place winner, second place winner, and third place winner, and they receive scholarships for their experiments and their demonstration that they do. And this really kind of makes students work on their demonstration and their speech skills. Right? They want to. We want them to kind of learn how to communicate with people, right? And
exactly.
Demonstrate things. We want them to have that confidence. Same thing, just how I keep bringing that up again. So that's the importance of the science. But it is. It's a great opportunity to receive scholarships. We always want to give back to the kids as best as possible, and it's just such a fun event all around. So hopefully we're going on to our third annual science fair this year.
Well, that's just great. I gather the kids really have a lot of fun in this. This is not like school, but they are learning.
No, and that's my students always tell us that, and I think that's the best way. That's the best thing to hear, honestly, because it's like, all right, you know, I'm not just making this up, right? When our students come in, you could just see it from their face. Their reactions are just amazing, and they are seriously learning so much without even noticing, and that's the best part.
In addition to the science fair, you have kits, chemistry kits for them, kid chemist kits, you call them. And what can they do with that? They do homework with that and then bring that to class with them? Would that be the way it works?
Oh, no. Homework is not a word that we use, right?
Okay,
so kid
sorry.
Kits are, So kid chemist kits are science kits that they get to take home to do science at home, right? Or we can, of course, you can order them online, of course, too. But kid chemist kits are made for them to continue learning science from home. And we have three different kinds. The first one is, of course, our chemistry-based one, our second one, and I kind of created these based on what our students like the most. So there's our chemistry one. There's all about space. It's a space kit where they're learning about outer space and moon and all that stuff. And then we have our dinosaur fossil kits, and those are for our little ones too. So they're three amazing kits, and that's just for kids to continue learning science from home because, you know, we never want to stop fostering the developmental of kids, of course.
And they can then go home and demonstrate, you know, things they can do for their parents to see, I'm sure, which really impresses their parents.
Yeah.
No question about that.
Absolutely. They become chemists at home.
a good way to put it. And you also offer school field trips, and you'll go to assemblies with the kids. Elaborate on that a little bit. What kind of trip do you take the kids on?
Of course. So assemblies are, you know, where a bunch of kids are sitting in, you know, at a gym or an auditorium, and we just create the craziest experiments. These are more experiments that are more that we do it, not more kids, because they're more dangerous, more fire and all of that stuff. So we demonstrate in front of the kids, and they just are the craziest experiments. But we also do field trips, in-school field trips, where we are now focusing on each kid. So now each kid, we kind of rotate. We're in there all day, and we have the kids doing hands-on experiments instead of just them watching us, right, which has its benefits as well, too. But we alternate within classes, and they are creating their – we kind of bring our class to their school. So same thing. We are still doing the same thing. We're teaching them about the science and the chemistry and all of that stuff by creating hands-on experiments.
What are some of the best experiments, some of the most interesting experiments that you teach the kids watch, that they can watch?
That they watch? That's a tough one. I think all the experiments that I do are pretty awesome. But I've been really into liquid nitrogen, just because liquid nitrogen is, I just do the craziest experiments with it. Of course, I can make this big fog come out of it, but we can also eat it, too. So I immerse it into these cereal bowls, and I don't know if you've ever heard of dragon breath balls, but I call them chemist breath balls. So once they eat it, it becomes a vapor out of their mouth. So there's a gas that comes out of their mouth, and they taste like Captain Crunch cereal, which is really cool. And so after all these experiments that we do with liquid nitrogen, at the end I'm like, well, are you guys ready to taste liquid nitrogen? And the kids just freak out. And yes, there's a lot to learn about it, too.
Chemistry can be fun, can't it? It really can.
Absolutely.
Let me point out, I think you're really on to something here, and your website is very thorough. As I pointed out, the website is called kidchemist.com. If you go there, you explain how there is a franchise opportunity, and you're encouraging, you know, other people to get involved. As you point out on here, you've mastered the science of good business. Kid Chemist is your chance to invest in a relevant children's enrichment concept applicable throughout markets across the United States. Tell me how that would work for some, if they were interested in doing this. I would assume if they saw this in action and saw your kids at a class, they could really easily get interested in this. Number one, when kids do come to a class, is it a weekly class they come to? That, you know, that they know every Wednesday at 4 o'clock they have to go to Kid Chemist. It would be something like that.
Yeah, exactly. So just like any after school program, they come into Kid Chemist. You know, they pick the day that they want, the time that they want, and they come in for class for 60 minutes or 90 minutes. And it's a weekly thing. Other than, you know, spring breaks and summer programs, where there'll be weekly things where they come in every day or any of that stuff. So just depending on our schedule and what we have going on for them. But yes, it is a weekly thing, and we also it's more of a membership base too. So it's a monthly membership where they come in and they experience it all.
All right. So let me ask you, have you actually franchised any people? Have they become franchisees yet, or is this brand new that you're about to start?
Yeah, we're working on it. We're working on it. Of course, it's still brand new. There's still a lot of work to do on our end, too. But yes, we're definitely working on it.
Well, you have a very good explanation about it on, you know, if they're interested in it, the franchise facts are all listed on your website, and they get a really powerful idea of what it's all about. It sounds like it could be something very, very successful, and, you know, you're to be congratulated for that. The kids come, and do they go to classes virtually for the year, you know, during the school year? And I know you're working in concert with some schools, your partnership with them, isn't that right, to a degree?
To schools, yes. So we have, we go to schools for, you know, their after school program. We've partnered with a bunch of them too. Not really virtual. We did virtual during COVID because I opened up Kid Chemist the end of 2019, right before the pandemic, and that really took a toll on us too, because then the pandemic hit and shut us all down, right? So that was a fun time. something I had to kind of pivot around and be creative with. But right now we are not virtual. Everything is hands-on and in person, which is awesome. But, yeah, working with schools is so much fun. There's so much that we do with schools. And we really want to impact every school, too. So when we go to their after-school programs and we go to their field trips and all that stuff, we just see the best results, and that's what matters the most.
Okay. Well, you really have this planned out very, very carefully. How long did it take you to put this together? We didn't explore that. Tell me about that. How did it come about?
Honestly, during that gap year that I had during college, when I was studying for my dental admission test, I just kind of went with it. And I said, all right, let's do this. Let's kind of try it out and see what happens. Of course, it's scary, too, because I still wanted to become a dentist. That never discouraged me. I wanted to continue doing it. I just fell in love with kid chemist. I had so much passion for it that I wanted to put in my all. And I had a brilliant plan of becoming a dentist and still doing kid chemist, right? Like, you know, I had the sky is the limit for me. So I wanted to do it all. But I really, really saw the impact that I was having on kids, and that's what I didn't want to stir away or kind of lose that. I said, let me put all of my time and energy into this. So it didn't take me long, but, of course, it was always trial and error, fail and get back up, and all that stuff. So it took me a while to kind of get the hang of things, especially because of COVID. I did tell you that I did open it the end of 2019. So then when COVID hit, I had to kind of maneuver the way I was doing things virtually. I would deliver kits to each kit, to each door, and conduct class online, which was really difficult.
Really?
It was a hard time. But
I
went through all that, yeah.
You really worked at this. Was the idea for Kid Chemist originally yours? Did someone suggest this to you, or did you dream it up in the middle of the night? How did you do that?
It was me. I think it was me struggling through my college classes, for real. It was me. It was all me. And I do have to give some credit to my nieces, of course, because they were like my little guinea pigs, I like to say, or my little lab rats. I would take them and be like, all right, let's do this. Like, you know, let's do this experiment. And I'd teach them this, and they would understand everything right away. I was doing anatomy with them, so they were memorizing all the bones in our bodies, and they were still in elementary school, first, second grade at this point. So when I realized that they were understanding everything and grasping such advanced concepts, I said, okay, I knew I had something going for me.
Yeah, and tell me, do the older kids find it as interesting? I'm talking about, you know, kids who are in the 10th, 11th, 12th grade.
Do
they find it
as
fascinating?
Yes, absolutely. The high school that I went to, I have actually returned there and did kid chemist there, which is such a great feeling because I went to high school there, right? And we never had this kind of stuff. And that's the whole point why I created kid chemist, because it was never taught in a fun or exciting way, right? So me being able to take kid chemist to the high school that I went to is an amazing feeling. So when I started hitting high school kids, they were so amazed by everything because they would do the craziest experiments too. So more bigger experiments, I'd let them do it. You know, they're older, they're more mature, so they're able to do all of that stuff, and they understand concepts that they never thought they'd learn.
That's great. Zara Mugni, what a great idea you have put together. And it's so well spelled out. And if anybody is interested in this, go to your website. Look at kidchemist.com. You'll find out how kids can have so much fun learning about chemistry, which is something they probably are not getting in the school where they are right now, for the most part, I would think. Thank you so much, Zara, for explaining all
Thank
this.
You.
It's been great having you as our guest today. Good luck to you,
yes,
all right?
Very nice talking to you. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You are very, very welcome. Goodbye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
So there you have it, the story of Kid Chemist. What a great idea. I'm Doug Llewellyn. See you next time. Till then, bye for now.